This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Managing cows, everyday life on a dairy farm, and to manage those cows, more help with robots becoming more and more popular these days. And joining us now, Paul Burdell, a robotic milking system expert with Gia Farm Technologies. And today we focus on the larger dairy herd, where he says producers have more options today than ever before.
Yeah, there is. 5 years ago, box milking was really the only game in town. It works very well, and it works on large farms. But, today within Gia, we have the ability to not only look at box milking, but the rotary, automatic milking on the rotary. And we shouldn't forget about our old conventional milking systems. Rotary parlors, standard rotary parlors can be fitted with a lot of automation that can do just as well as a box robot system.
So there are some misconceptions out there, regardless of what option you take, when it comes to robotic milking.
When it comes to the large herds, I think a lot of people's misconceptions were that it wasn't really made for my farm or automation was never going to work on a large farm. At the end of the day, we have to look at the early adapting farms that have taken on this technology, the larger ones. People have looked at that and they've said, man, this really does work. That's what's really kind of taken the large farm automation to a new level, is these really early adapters taking the chance, and everyone recognized this is going to work.
Are we lagging a little bit when it comes to world robotic milking?
I don't think we lag. The European market by far has a lot more automation. They always have. And a lot of the automation in the U.S. comes from Europe, right? And in Canada as well, they've been ahead of us on automation for years. But in general, the American dairy farmer always thinks big. They're looking at the dollars and the cents, and conventional milking made a lot more sense for a number of years, but that swing is starting to change every year. Something different happens with labor, there's different cost structures, within the marketplace, and that's just making automation more and more viable every single year.
Managing your operation is something that we talk about on the radio all the time. So, what management factor should be a priority when considering robots?
I think the most important factor that we need to look at, since we're kind of focusing a little bit on the larger scale stuff, is how you want to manage your specific cows. We're all used to having fresh cows, fresh heifers, sick cows. That's everyday life on a dairy farm, and you have to deal with it. I think the biggest consideration we need to look at is saying, okay, on my farm, how am I going to manage those cows, and where do I want to manage those cows? Do I want to manage them in multiple places, or do I want to manage them in one location? And it's something that really, to me, is one of the most important things to think about when you're expanding that kind of system.
And you have seen the benefits from these producers that have made the conversion?
Yes. I think the common thing is most guys will say they see more milk production in their cows, and that's at varying levels. I think a lot of people, what they really see is the change in the cow behavior and even longevity in a cow. The cow's behavior changes. They become more calm, more mellow. When you're walking around them, they're constantly in your way, where in the past they might be trying to get out of your way. And they're just, their attitude changes. And I think that environment factor is what makes them healthier and live longer and more productive. That's ultimately what I think makes the system.
Well, thanks for the time, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Paul Burdell, robotic milking system expert with Gia Farm Technologies.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in Oregon today, giving a keynote address to the Oregon dairy farmers, addressing the success dairy organizations in the Northwest are having in working together to grow their exports to Southeast Asia. He's also addressing U.S. Dairy Export Council efforts to put the people, partnerships, and promotion in place in Southeast Asia to make their efforts even more successful. Again, his keynote address today is called Accelerating Dairy Exports, Achieving the Next 5% at the Oregon Dairy Industries Conference in Salem, Oregon. We'll get a recap and talk with Secretary Vilsack tomorrow on our Policy Thursday. And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.